Mini-episode 1930 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1930 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the Showtime and Paramount Plus comedy episodes. Here's our top five spoiler-free notes about this program. Number five, it's a unique show, directly satirizing what it's like for a big TV star to take on a project after the role and series that defined them comes to an end. In this case, we're talking about Friends, and specifically Matt LeBlanc, who plays a pleasant but self-absorbed version of himself who makes bad life choices. The centerpiece of the show is his relationship with Sean and Beverly Lincoln, the co-creators of the hit British series Wyman's Boys. They have come to America to adapt the series for US TV, and LeBlanc is in the starring role. There is a real culture clash element that pervades their dynamic from start to finish, even as they find common ground in some places. The three of them must deal with a host of characters who complicate their lives, such as network president Merk Lapidus, network programming chief Carol Rantz, network comedy chief Myra Licht, Matt's stalker, who was actually named Labia, and Matt's ex-wife Fiona. Number four. There's other recurring characters in the mix who help to keep it interesting, such as other network executives, family members, writing partners, agents, publicists, personal assistants, financial advisors, and additional figures who help to round out the canvas of Hollywood. This makes the satire broader than just the post-Friends career of LeBlanc and takes on the entertainment industry in a manner similar to the Larry Sanders Show. Number three, it's an excellent vehicle for LeBlanc. While Joey was written largely as a himbo on Friends, whose intelligence level was frequently the butt of the joke, the fictionalized LeBlanc gets himself into trouble, but out of greed, lust, and the arrogance that comes from not being quite as brilliant as he imagines himself to be. It's a far cry from playing a relatively simplistic, dumb character, and it's a much better showcase for LeBlanc's comedic abilities. Number two, the cast is really tremendous beyond LeBlanc's contributions. British stars Stephen Mangan and Tamsin Craig do an amazing job portraying characters reacting to the lunacy that they see all around them in Hollywood. Just a few of the others of note include Daisy Haggard, Genevieve O'Reilly, Christy Mantopoulos, Andrea Savage, Andrea Rosen, and Bruce McKinnon. Number one, Episodes is a fun spoof of Matt LeBlanc and Hollywood that delivers a lot of laughs and entertainment. There are a great many elements that reinvent themselves over the course of the series, keeping it fresh for five seasons, and conceivably it could have gone on longer in successful fashion. Part of the lampooning of the cutthroat entertainment business involves a constant flow of characters betraying each other and having to work through the consequences of that. All in all, we recommend it very highly. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.